Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To get in on the conversation with us is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why it's called Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And we were talking before the break about yet another story of a group of people who wants to get the government to give them protections or favors so that way they can, you know, not have to work as hard or whatever it is. It's just always so silly. It's always such a silly, ridiculous reason. And this group of people is the milk farmers. And they are, I guess they're not milk farmers, the milk producers, the dairy producers. They want to take the word milk off of labels for things like almond milk and soy milk.
What about coconut milk?
Probably that's not really milk.
Always been called, though.
Right. So it's not even like a new, because I will say like the nut milks are like a newer thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why, like I said, isn't it actually milk? And I was like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. But yeah,
coconut
it's always
milk
been called that.
Really is. Like there's mm-hmm. coconut water, but there's also coconut milk, and that's just what it is. So mm-hmm.
yeah, it's just like the flesh mixed in with the water, right?
So like there's a lot more vegans, but also like dairy, especially pasteurized dairy, is very inflammatory.
Hmm.
So a lot of people are noticing that they're having dairy sensitivities or they just want to cut out dairy for whatever reason. That's a lot more of a common thing. So naturally, dairy manufacturers are going to lose some money over this. And now that there's so many more options, I mean, you can go to the grocery store. I mean, it used to be that almond milk and some of these milk alternatives were a lot more expensive. Now they're pretty comparable to a gallon of milk.
And so easy to find. They're
but, and
every
so they're everywhere, right? So I don't think this is going to stop them, because that's what it seems like, that they're grasping at straws because they're losing money. But this isn't going to fix that. Whether you call it almond water or whatever, people are still going to buy it. They want that product.
People are still going to call it almond milk. You can remove the name all you want.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the X Twitter thing. Nobody has an X.
I don't call it
Twitter.
Yeah.
But it's going to be the same thing. I'm never going to be like, oh, I need to go get some coconut juice.
Yeah.
Because then that sounds like it's a juice.
It's a different thing, right?
It's a different thing.
Yeah.
Like even coconut water is different than coconut milk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
exactly.
flesh mixed in with the water that comes out
in
the middle.
Kind of just makes them seem like crybabies, really.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, I'm going to take my bowl and go home.
Yeah.
Eating the word milk. It says, what's next in your coffee? Salmon milk? Hot dog milk? The dairy industry is just asking.
Is that legitimately what they're saying?
It must be. That's what the Wall Street Journal had said. A flood of plant-based milk alternatives, almond, oat, coconut, rice, flax, hemp, and soy, has set off an aggressive defense by dairy milk producers, including spoofs, to steer consumers away from crops and back to cows. Wood milk is one.
What is that?
I guess they're saying like, oh, you want to drink wood milk? Well,
maybe. Does it taste good?
Just a stupid joke. The bad thing about it is, like, out of all those milks, almond, oat, coconut, rice, flax, hemp, and soy, I've tried all of them, I think, except hemp. I don't think I've ever tried flax. Pretty sure
hemp
I have.
Hemp and flax
tried.
Milk are both really gross.
Really?
So don't, you're not missing anything.
Oat all
milk's
I was
going
to say is,
yeah,
my,
milk's good.
I don't like oat milk, and I wanted to like it a lot, but I would have to say it sucks, but soy was the best one.
Yeah.
And it's like, it tastes so good for some reason, but
sugar.
It's like the worst for
sugar
you.
Is the reason.
Yeah.
Probably. They put sugar in like a lot of the soy milks and stuff, especially if you get like the vanilla or whatever.
Yeah. I would always look out for like, you know, like the flavored ones, but still for some reason it was like the soy one tasted the most like milk to me. Like coconut milk is good, but it just, you can tell it's not milk.
I feel like the soy milk has been in the game for a very long time. They've probably had a lot of time to like perfect their formula to make it more
like milk.
And it
sucks because it's like, that's the worst one right there, I think. Yeah. It's probably the worst one.
Well, pretty much all of the milk alternatives have like ingredients that I wouldn't consume
like gums.
In them. Yeah, like there's all like, yeah, there or sugar or whatever, or
preservatives,
oils. A lot of them have oils in it, too. It's like, why is there vegetable oil in this? But it's so easy to make it yourself.
Yeah, it was just water and the main ingredient.
And they can't force me to call it nut water.
Yeah. Seriously, if I was making my own almond milk, I would be calling it almond milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't think it's like, for me, like, I don't care what you do, but I don't think it's like a good thing to drink. Like, you'd be better off just drinking water. But it's also just like, what we've already said, like, the idea that you can just make people stop calling it a certain word because you're mad about it. It's so stupid.
It's just so silly. It's like, okay, so there's butter. Butter's made from milk. But what about peanut butter and almond butter?
Oh, yeah, no.
And
we can't have
cocoa
that.
Butter and, you know,
yeah,
all these
we can't
other
have
butters.
That. Yeah, no.
Is that next?
So what are, yeah, paste.
Yeah.
This is my peanut paste.
Ew.
Chase it down with some nut milk.
Yeah.
Oh, nut juice. Sorry.
Nut juice.
Nut juice.
Terrible. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, is that what they really want us to say? Oh, my goodness. Almost thought I should dump her for a second.
I'm that definitely not right.
It is not right, yes. This person says, I saw a tree and I asked myself, can I drink this? Says actress Aubrey Plaza in the mockumentary-style video.
I was about to say, yeah, she's a comedian. At first I was like, what? And I was like, oh, she's trying to be funny.
As it turns out, the answer is yes. She says, before taking a stomach-turning sip. The video, which collected 5.7 million views, is among several from the Milk Processor Education Program, an industry-funded group known as Milk Pep. And it sucks because, like, you guys are putting me against milk, but the thing is, like, I think that the giant corporations that have a bunch of abused, depressed cows churning out milk for them probably do suck. I just think that, like, drinking, like, raw milk from a cow that wasn't abused or, like, lived a terrible life is better for you than drinking soy milk.
Yeah, support your local farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, unless you're, like, allergic to it.
Yeah. There's definitely people that I know have issues with milk. I'm just so freaking grateful on that
one. I think a lot of people have issues with milk because of the pasteurization process. Because so many of the nutrients in the enzymes that your body needs to digest the milk. Of course, some people are, like, legitimately lactose intolerant and, like, can't have it. But I think the majority of the people who, like, are probably having some sort of, like, mild inflammatory response from milk and cheese and stuff like that, if they were to consume raw dairy products, they would be better off because instead of killing it and killing all of the nutrients from it, it is a whole food that has, like, it's a living, I don't want to call it a living organism, but similar to yogurt where it has, like, good bacteria in it, same thing with raw milk. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a whole entire thing. You can't, in skimming it and all the stuff that people do with milk to process it.
Everything makes it taste worse.
You got to think of what the animal was fed also.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can't eat chicken eggs from the store because they make my stomach hurt, but I can eat eggs, like, from a farm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like an egg that just comes from someone's yard and I can eat my quail's eggs and those don't hurt my stomach. It's just the ones from the store. Probably because they're being fed glyphosate.
Yeah.
However you say it.
Glyphosate, yeah.
Glyphosate, there
and, like,
you go.
That's trash and plastic and whatever else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And getting no sunlight. And, like,
and a bunch of soy. I don't eat chicken from restaurants because chickens just, like, their meat is basically soy if they're fed soy. But if a cow has been fed soy its whole life, it doesn't end up in the meat. Like,
it can process it differently.
Yeah, because it has all the stomachs. I don't know, 4 or 5, 7, whatever. However many stomachs they have.
I think it's four.
Well, it says, Queen Latifah stars in a pro-dairy video. I can't believe she's, like, even remotely relevant anymore.
She's not. That's probably how they got her.
Yeah.
I think I just saw her on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame indictment. I was going to say indictment. I don't think that's the right word.
Induction.
Induction. Yeah.
She's a rock star? How? Like, I don't know.
They had a lot of rap people on there. Hmm. It didn't really make sense to me.
I don't know what she does. I've never heard a song by her. The only thing I've ever, like...
Oh, yeah. Isn't she an actress?
She was a musician, like, in the 90s, but I've just never listened to it. Like, is it rap? Is it, like, hip-hop or R&B? I don't know.
I think it was hip-hop.
The only thing of hers I ever consumed... When I was a kid, for some reason, this movie would come on a lot, like, on TV, and I would just be like, I'll watch this, because it was funny. It was her being, like, a fat lady in America, and nobody wanted her. And then she found out that in this country in Africa, I don't remember which country it is, being fat is actually, like... a beauty standard, so she moves there, and it's so
that's crazy.
Stupid.
They would never be able to make that movie now.
I bet they wouldn't. Yeah, like it was. It's probably honestly, it's like a stupid idea, but it's probably a good movie, as in it's funny.
Yeah.
I just don't really remember much about it, except I'd be like, whatever, I'll watch this.
So she likes milk.
Apparently, she is in support of the evil milk. So it says Queen Latifah stars in a pro dairy video offering support for victims of milk shaming.
Is this real? Like, I can't believe this.
I honestly, like, I'm surprised by this just because of, like, the hardcore vegan propaganda. Like, isn't she going to get super canceled?
Probably.
It says milk. Most Americans, or she said, milk. Most Americans have tried it at least once, holding a goblet and gazing sorrowfully. But recently, dairy deniers all over America are subjecting them to milk shaming. Cue the stage footage of kids and adults ostracized over dairy drinks. One man recounts a disastrous first date. He orders a glass of milk only to have his date throw it in his face before storming off.
Okay, that's crazy, but also, like, why are you ordering a glass of milk
for dinner? I think it's a joke. I think it's still part of the joke.
Oh, okay. I hope so, because... satire? That's kind of weird, yeah.
Because it's all part of their propaganda,
basically. That's got to be a joke, because if I was on a date with somebody and they ordered a glass of milk, I'd be like, this guy's a psychopath.
Yeah.
I got to go. Why are you just drinking milk by itself? Weird.
Honestly, I sometimes just drink milk, but it's because I have raw milk and it tastes so amazing.
Yeah. If you're out at a restaurant, though, you're going to be like, can I have a glass of milk,
please? No, never. Right. That'd be so weird.
You're not like three, so.
Yeah. Even when I was a kid, there were some kids that were like my age. I was probably like 10, and they were like 10 and a younger brother. And they were eating pizza and just drinking a glass of milk with it, and I was like, what is wrong with you guys? And they're like, we love pizza and milk.
They used to, that was the drink option in public school.
Oh, yeah.
You could drink milk, you could drink chocolate milk, you could drink strawberry milk, or you could have, like, corn syrup, apple juice. Yeah. Like, those
were
the options.
We did not have that. We only
had orange juice with the frozen ice chips in it still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have any option but milk. I mean, maybe if there was some kid that had, like, a doctor's note for being lactose intolerant, but I don't even remember that. The weirdest thing about my elementary school was we had bags of milk. They were, like, these flat, they looked like a shape of a pillow, and you took the, like, Capri Sun straw and stabbed them.
That's weird.
No. So weird.
Your milk just sloshing around in a bag.
Yeah,
that sounds terrible.
It was so gross and
weird. But we had, like, the little cardboard milks that you had, like, open and smell it to make sure it wasn't gross.
Ew.
Yeah.
Disgusting. At least these are, like, see-through. Now that I think of it, it's kind of better than the cardboard, in a way. Because, if you could see that it was bad. That's disgusting. But, yeah, I'm going to skip over a little bit more of their propaganda and talk about what they want the government to do. It says, plant-based milk companies aren't milksops in this contest. We've never heard that word, so that joke goes over my head. Sales of plant-based milk measured by dollars have grown 48% since 2018.
Yeah, probably. There's a market for it. People want it.
Yeah. But edged down in the past year. Oh, I didn't know that. Khalifa Farms recruited Cookie Monster, the blue-furred Sesame Street Muppet, to try almond milk in his cereal for an ad. No surprise, the celebrity milk dunker liked it, calling himself a multifaceted individual. That's so silly. Oh my god, all this propaganda is dumb. Oh my god. All just to keep people from drinking, like, normal stuff. Dairy milk had $15.8 billion in sales last year, compared with just under $2.5 billion for milk or plant-based milk, according to Circana, a market research firm. The two rivals also face a tsunami of bottled, canned, and boxed water competitors, all vying to fill a limited niche. Your stomach can only take up so much liquid, said John Crawford, a dairy industry analyst at Circana.
Yeah, like, this is the market. Like, you have to compete.
Yeah, all of their arguments are so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really dumb.
Many people
it's like, no wonder why your business model is failing. You guys are idiots.
Terrible. It's just terrible that some people want to go to the government because they... And the thing is, like, this is what, like, made farming so bad. It went from being a thing that, like, everybody kind of did to a thing that people wanted to get the most profits out of, so they were, like, putting poison into the ground. They were... Yeah. They caused the what's it called? I wanted to call it the crop dust. They called
the Dust Bowl.
The Dust Bowl.
Yeah.
By just, like, over-farming the same crop over and over to make the maximum profits.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't know that George Washington Carver, the guy who made peanut butter, and that's, like, all you learn about him in school, he, not only did he claim he talked to fairies in the wilderness, he was way cooler than people know, but he was really against fertilizers other than, like, natural, like, cow poop fertilizers. And he was saying, like, people are maybe maximizing profits now, but ultimately it's going to just be way worse for the environment and for people and blah, blah, blah. And no one listened to him. But,
I don't get what they're trying to achieve, though. Changing the name on it's not going to make people drink more milk.
No, it's not.
So I don't, what are they even like, trying to do?
People want what they want. I think they're grasping at straws because they can't figure out how to get people to drink more milk.
Well, it's going to cost like the companies started, if they have to start scrubbing the word milk off, they have to change all their stuff. I mean, it's like, it's just terrible, you know, normal business backstabbing, like, oh, we're just going to go after them in any way
but
we can
that's
reach.
The thing, it's like, milk is already subsidized by the government. Yeah. What more do they want? They're already getting free handouts.
Right.
Like, they're literally getting free money to do nothing, essentially. Or, like, they're getting money that was stolen from the taxpayers. And what the taxpayers clearly actually want is almond milk.
I hope that people stop drinking milk out of spite just because they're being such whiny babies about it.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, at least, like, these big, giant farms, like, you know, the Tyson Chicken and next
the
door
store
there's
milk.
The, the store milk, there we go.
Go get some raw milk, do yourself a favor, drive down the street, go to your local farmer. If you have access to this sort of thing, buy some raw milk.
Yeah.
And if you don't, look for a cow share.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think that basically is all that they want to do, because it says milk producers and their allies are lobbying to scrub milk off the labels of plant-based rivals. Their position is, if it doesn't come from a lactating animal, it isn't milk.
No, this shouldn't, I hope this doesn't get passed. That's so dumb. Right. What a giant waste of resources.
Seriously. It says, an almond doesn't lactate, former FDA Commissioner Rob Gottlieb famously noted.
I don't respect anyone from the FDA, so.
Yeah. The Food and Drug Administration last year proposed that plant-based beverages could still be called milk, but should carry labels that explain the nutritional differences with cow's milk.
What is the nutrition label for? Right?
Maybe we should start calling milk excreted cow fluid.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah. That's a major word, too.
They shouldn't be able to call it milk anymore because,
right?
I mean, technically it's just bodily
and
fluids.
And it's like, if they want warning labels about the nutritional differences, should we put warning labels on milk about how it's extremely inflammatory?
And, like, warning labels about the pasteurization process?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. I hate all of these stories that we've brought up today of people who want their team to make the most money so they go to the government, or they want their team to have this or that so they go to the government. It's just ridiculous.
Yes, pathetic.
And I feel like most of this is just like going on and on about their stupid propaganda they're putting together. Like, these people are really just acting like children and hiring washed up actresses to try to get people on board with it. And it's just like, I don't think that's going to work because the vegan propaganda has been too strong for too long.
But too late.
We have another nutritional-based story to get into. Nikki says that, well, I did not say Nikki says, but Nikki has a story that says that keto may help may help prevent depression. Is that what it says?
Yep. So this is from Counsel and Heal, a website. Keto diet for depression and other mental illnesses. So the ketogenic diet, known for its high fat and low carb principles, is emerging as a potential game changer in the realm of mental health. Ian Campbell, who battled bipolar disorder, experienced a transformative shift in his well-being after adopting the ketogenic lifestyle. Inspired by this personal journey, Campbell pursued a PhD in mental health to explore the diet's impact on mental illnesses.
Honestly,
that's crazy that this dude just got a PhD because he went on keto. I mean,
is pretty cool.
I don't know what the rest of his background is. I'm sure he probably has other things.
Maybe he was like already working on it. I don't know, but
yeah, it just sounds kind of crazy. It's like, oh, okay.
I want to know what he was eating beforehand.
Right.
Like, was he eating processed garbage?
That's what I was honestly going to say. I was going to say, like, my uneducated hypothesis is going to be that he feels better because he's not taking in as many toxins. Because you can't on that diet.
And that's what I think a lot of people... So I just saw a post on Facebook today of this little boy who they were saying had some sort of, like, extreme eczema reaction all over his face and his hands, and it was really bad too, like an awful, awful rash. And then he went on the carnivore diet, which is like a step past keto, and it's like only eating meat and like butter. And his skin cleared up within months. And that's what I was thinking. I'm like, it seems like he has some sort of food allergy. So this is, and it probably is something like wheat, like him going on the keto diet or him going on the carnivore diet absolutely is what cured that. But I don't think it needs to be taken that far to the extreme. Like, he can still probably eat fruits and vegetables. But I just think that when people have a really high glycemic index and when their blood sugar levels are really high and when they're eating wheat products and processed products with, like, genetic modification and glyphosate and all of these things, I think that's really... I mean, I don't eat wheat. I don't really eat that much, like, cane sugar or anything because I try to keep my blood sugar levels balanced and because I noticed that I felt a lot better on that particular diet. But I think a lot of the times, like, people are kind of eating crap to begin with. And it was the same thing with, like, a lot of vegans where they're like, I went vegan and, I feel so much better. And it's like, well, you were eating fast food before.
Yeah. Right?
So then you might notice. And also, I think doing certain cleanses and certain, like, detox diet type things are can be beneficial. So maybe going on, you know, a diet where you're only eating fruit or something like that or vegetables for a short period of time or even, like, fasting and only drinking water, I think that can be a powerful reset for your body.
But is it a way to live? Like, it's
yeah, but
thing.
I don't necessarily think it's a sustainable, balanced diet. Mm-hmm. Like, I do think that... I mean, if you're going to go on one of those extreme diets, keto is probably the best one to do. But I think it's important to also be getting the other nutrients from fruits and vegetables. Like, I don't necessarily think it should be an all or nothing thing.
Yeah, I agree. It seems like a lot of people on keto are, like, just starving and they're like, I'm losing so much weight.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, I have a lot of questions about keto, but...
I
get into more of this on...
know much about it, but that's just my, you know, guess. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson acknowledged that Tuesday night's unsuccessful impeachment attempt of Alejandro Mayorkas was a mess, but he expressed readiness to try again.
We have a duty and a responsibility to take care of this issue. We have to hold the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
A handful of Republicans diverged from party lines and opposed the impeachment of the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. That helicopter, which was reported missing Tuesday night, was found in Pine Valley, just over 40 miles east of San Diego. Master P and Snoop Dogg are initiating legal action against two food retailers alleging they are preventing the sale of their cereals. They assert that Post and Walmart have collaborated to sabotage their agreement to distribute Snoop cereal and Mama Snoop. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's talk radio that you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in to bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live, and with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And I'm just going to go right into your phone calls and thoughts. We have Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Ricky?
Thank you there, Miss Bonnie. Sister Laura, Sister Nicka, good evening.
Hi.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here, and, you know, one of your earlier callers said he's going to run for congressman, something I could never do because I could never swear to that piece of crap known as the U.S. Constitution, but I guess somebody has to. But, you know, it made me think here. See, there's a concerted effort, because right now the union is very weak, and there's a concerted effort, a lot of it stemming off of these hard-right podcasts. And what they do is they're pumping up the U.S. Constitution. See, what people don't realize is there are 50 territories in this country. And see, the way it actually works is the U.S. Constitution has to be in accordance to all 50 of those territories, not the other way around, because what they call the state constitution is what reigns supreme. I'll give you a good example of that. Now, I'm probably going to mess this up because I really don't care about it. Let's take the Second Amendment. Okay, it goes under the effect of this, and if you want, you can even read it later. It goes under the effect of the people have the right to bear arms in times of a well-organized militia. This this shall not be infringed.
Now, I don't think it says in like times that. Of a well-organized militia, but we basically know what it says. It doesn't specify the time that people have the right to keep and bear arms.
Right, and it doesn't even give them say they actually have the right to bear arms, but I got one better. Let's try this one. Let's try something out of the Constitution of Commonwealth, Pennsylvania, 1968. Why not? Now this one. There, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. The right of the people... the people have the... Wait, how's it go? Hold on. I'm messing up now. Can you stop me?
Oh. Want me to look it up?
All right. Hold on. All right. The right of the people... to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state shall not be questioned, period. Now, that's
nice.
Far superior.
It is. That is much better.
Beyond superior. Now, here's the thing. Now, my answer is very simple. Unless it's something federal specific, you know, with elections and all these other things, okay, that's deal with the Fed. Now, we still deal with them, so we have to deal with it. Other than that, the other stuff inferior. And generally speaking, what you call your First Amendment, you look at your state constitution, it will be superior. And if not, you're probably living in California.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
And people talk about their damn Second Amendment. And you know what? They better look at where they're at, because the Second Amendment is useless. And the problem is that, first of all, it gives you no right to anything. But even worse, that word infringed. That's a scary word. You know, and I like this shall not be questioned. You can't question it. And you know how it came about? See, that wasn't originally there. And you don't need a constitutional amendment to add that to something that already existed. You know, that shall not be questioned, that came in our third constitution. The reason why? People started questioning it.
That's awesome.
You know, and the thing is, it's inescapable. So much, in fact, in Pennsylvania, the FFL was always... when it was introduced, and still is an optional thing, the private dealer exists. You can be a private dealer. And if you're a private dealer, it's the people who go to the gun shows. And that's why they said, we're going to close the gun show loophole. That's why I hate Pope so much, the person I'll probably end up running against. Oh, we're going to close the gun show loophole. Well, this is a private dealer. You can be a private dealer. You do not have to be part of the FFL. You do not have to do background checks. You do not have to infringe on people's privacy. You don't have to give your serial number off to the FBI.
I like the idea that, you know, we don't need the Constitution of the United States if we have good constitutions in the place where we live anyway. So it's like just another layer of how useless the U.S. Constitution is. It's like I prefer the New Hampshire Constitution to the U.S. Constitution anyway, so why do I need the U.S. Constitution? And if you live in a place where you don't prefer the Constitution of your state, maybe you should leave. Maybe you should move somewhere else. It's a good point, Ricky. I appreciate the insight, and that is really interesting to hear about Pennsylvania's constitution. It's also easier to change your state constitution than it is to change the freaking federal
absolutely.
One.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's part of the problem with the U.S., right? It's just, like,
thank
so
you for the call,
giant.
Ricky. Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the third largest country in the world, right?
Unaccountable to you at all.
Yeah.
Because they're so far away, they don't care. Like,
yeah.
I don't know anybody in Virginia. They're not in Virginia, but they're right there.
Yeah, D.C., whatever.
Why should they have anything to do with my life? David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
What you're talking about, the Constitution thing. But first of all, where can you ladies be, well, not just you ladies, but at Free Talk Live, where can you be heard since you're not, well, that's another question. Why are you not on YouTube presently? Is it the same old thing?
Yeah, I guess
probably.
We got another strike. I haven't actually looked into it, but yeah, they're not letting us on right now. So we're not on YouTube, but we are on Odyssey. You can go to watch.freetalklive.com, and you can also go to Twitch. We're on Twitch. I don't know a quick, easy link for that, but you'd have to search Free Talk Live on Twitch. And there's also just the listen button on freetalklive.com itself. That still works.
Okay. Any others come to mind?
There's a lot of them.
The radio.
But it's hard to, remember all of, the streaming services.
And then not live, there's, you know, SoundCloud after the show.
Right. Do any of them, YouTube had the convenience of a slider, so you could get behind a little bit and then catch up. Do any of those other services have a slider like
I
that?
I don't know. Odyssey.
I think Odyssey does. Yeah, Odyssey does. Odyssey is pretty comparable to YouTube, honestly.
Yeah, I just tried Odyssey. I had a little bit of a problem, but it's probably because I'm on an older operating system, so I'm about to change phones, so maybe that'll
Yeah, definitely.
That'll help.
That would definitely mess it up because it's like a way smaller company.
Say that again?
That would definitely mess it up because it's a way smaller company. Like, I've had issues with them before. I emailed them. They're like, sorry. Yeah.
That's a good way to do business, actually. It saves a lot of time. That's your standard response. Sorry. Later. I missed when jumping from the broadcast to the telephone. I missed Ricky's good point. What was Ricky's good point when you
he
said
he was
good
saying
point?
That the U.S. Constitution is weaker than his constitution in Pennsylvania anyway. Considering he compared, you know, I don't remember the exact language of it right now, but the language of the Second Amendment to his, which is or to you know to Pennsylvania's, which is. The right of the—I don't want to get it wrong, but something like the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be questioned. Period.
Like, yeah, it was just like
way superior.
To the point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like what happens sometimes is with like a lot of these laws, they just get so watered down. Like there's just so many words, and it's like just make your point, make it short and concise. And I think that's a lot more powerful than like, oh, we need to add all these details, but and ifs. It's just like ridiculous.
Right. I would suggest that. Well, I think you're onto something, and I would suggest that that's by design. That part of the way that they're destroying the Constitution, the one that you probably would have appreciated more than you do at this point. They've been destroying it intentionally with many tactics. That being one of them. To destroy what does this really mean?
Probably. I mean, like, the Supreme Court has to, like, argue for a whole year about, like, one word, you know, stuff like that. That could totally be done on purpose, so it's like no one has the ability to just read it and know what it means. Like,
oh,
normal.
You mean Bill Clinton. You mean what the word is. You mean that one.
Yeah.
What the definition of is. Yeah. Yeah, okay. But the other thing that that they're doing that's related to that what I just said is that they have a firm dictate that says this is how it is and you can't change it. That's basically what the Second Amendment says, and the rest of the amendments for that matter. But then what they do is they're all weasels, right? All these politicians are weasels, and so part of the intentional diluting of the hard line of this is what it is, you know, like it or leave it. What they do is they get one, the camel's nose under the tent. What they slide one by you. They get one gun control law, and there's not supposed to be any because shall not be infringed. If you infringe on that at all, then you're in violation of the shall not be infringed. But they slide one by you. And then they use that one as an excuse to slide another one by you, and then another one by you. And then pretty soon you got 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 100 of them like we do now. And then they go, well, of course the shall not be infringed isn't an absolute because look at, we've got hundreds of gun laws. So obviously, the courts have said over decades and centuries that the shall not be infringed doesn't mean it isn't an absolute, but it actually was an absolute. And so the lesson in that one is, fight from the very beginning. So you never get to a point where we're at now.
Sounds like it's just a weakness of creating laws and writing stuff down to govern people.
I would agree with you, but then what is the alternative, which is the invitation for you to suggest the alternative. And remember,
I'll suggest it then. It's just for people to raise their kids to not hit, steal, rape, kill. And that's it. Like, do you have to write that down?
Right.
You have to write that down?
Right.
You don't
already
tell your kids not to do that
natural laws. And I think, you know, we say this on the show sometimes where it's like either laws are unjust or they're just redundant. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, you should, like, there's a natural set of laws. They're very simple. And if we were to write them down and enforce that, like, it's just either redundant or if it's not, you know, under the umbrella of the natural laws of being a human being, then it's
but
unjust.
You're going to get a difference of opinion as to what the natural
sure.
law is.
But if they're
there's only one. It's do not steal.
There's only one. It's do not steal. Do not steal life. Right, do not steal possessions. Do not steal safety. Do not steal anything.
And how hard is that to remember? People shouldn't have to write this down.
I don't know. Very hard. But what does that mean?
Anybody who can't figure that out, you just don't live amongst them. And that's basically it.
I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm on your side.
No, I get it. I'm just saying. I'm saying, like, if there's somebody who's like, I don't get that. I don't want to live that way. Well, I should just move away from that person, not do business with that person, not...
Why should you have to move, Bonnie? If they don't get it, why should you have to move?
Well, if I live in a place where everybody is like that, that's on me, and I got to get out of there. If I live in California and I don't like gun control laws, then I should probably move.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to be Bonnie. You said everybody. Why do you always say everybody? I'm joking, Bonnie. So if you live in where there's a majority of people that you don't agree with, you should move away. Okay, probably a good idea. But when you get to your new place, isn't it going to happen all over again?
Not necessarily. Like, everybody likes to make this point, like, oh, if you're unhappy with where you live, it's all actually you. And if you move, then you're just going to hate it the next place. That's not necessarily the case. When I moved from Utah to Texas, I was like, yeah, that fixed all my freaking problems, actually, that I was complaining about to my anger management dude who's like, oh, he's just going to take all these problems with you. Nope. Actually, it was other people sometimes. Sometimes it's other people. And the thing is, like, I'm not one of those people who thinks...
Usually it's other people.
And I'm not one of those people who thinks, like, oh... I shouldn't have to quit my job. I want to have the same job forever, and everybody else has to fix it, like the strippers we were talking about at the beginning of this show. I'm one of those people who thinks if you don't like your situation, you change it. Yeah, you did.
Did I miss the strippers? Oh, damn it!
First hour.
I can't even listen to it over it. Oh man.
It'll be on Odyssey again. It'll be or after the show, I'll put it on Odyssey. It'll be on SoundCloud.
Oh, thank God! I didn't miss the strippers for sure. Then, what were we talking about besides strippers?
We're just talking about moving if you don't like your life, basically.
Moving, you mean like the strippers? How come every conversation always devolves into strippers? Why is that?
It doesn't. Maybe now. Maybe with you.
That's another question, Bonnie. Why does all money smell like strippers?
Ew! I don't know. I don't know what they smell like.
No. Smell, just pull out some money.
That's gross.
No.
I don't know.
That's why
you
use gold backs.
Huh? Well, how do you know they don't smell like, well, I guess they don't, they're not the organic material. They're synthetic material besides the gold,
you
right?
You can wash them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you can wash money, too. I think you can put money in the washing machine and launder it.
Yeah, because it's cotton.
Yeah, and cotton and other stuff. I'm sure
and
it's not
stuff.
Only cotton anymore.
Mostly cotton.
Well, thank you for the call, David. I like when he plays devil's advocate. I'm not actually getting mad at him or anything. But, I'm pretty sure I answered all those questions. Did you guys get to answer all those questions?
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's get back to this guy who cured himself with going keto.
Yeah, this is great because I feel like a lot of people think that if they're mentally ill, they're just doomed forever. And that's really not true. So despite initial skepticism, clinicians like Dr. Chris Palmer at Harvard Medical School observed remarkable improvements in patients with conditions such as schizoaffective disorder. This led to the initiation of around a dozen clinical trials backed by philanthropic support to delve into the diet's effects on bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, depression, anorexia, alcoholism, and PTSD. The ketogenic diet originally designed for pediatric epilepsy, I didn't know that, that's interesting, is now being considered in psychiatry due to its influence on metabolic health. It induces ketosis, alters metabolic processes, and addresses issues like insulin sensitivity and oxidative stress, potentially explaining its therapeutic effects. This interest aligns with a broader movement known as the metabolic psychiatry, highlighting the link between metabolic health and mental well-being. While early evidence is promising, the field acknowledges the necessity of larger clinical trials to ascertain the ketogenic diet's role in revolutionizing mental health interventions. So I feel like this is kind of like similarly like alluding to my theory of getting blood sugar levels under control, like getting your metabolism under control, And how that can help not like only like physical health, but also mental health.
I just like that people are trying whatever works for them to fix their mental health instead of saying, oh, a doctor told me my chemicals are imbalanced and that's just how I'll be forever, so I gotta take a pill.
Yeah, like how awful to just be like sentenced to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm depressed, there's something broken and wrong with me. Yeah, I'd be depressed too if someone told me that I was broken and that I have to take SSRIs the rest of my life because I'm unable to heal myself. You know what I mean? Like, that's super depressing.
Yeah, and logically, you didn't come out that way. You weren't born depressed. Something happened.
Yeah, something happened.
Find out what that something is and undo it.
Yeah. So with the existing link between the gut and the brain, that's why, you know, a lot of the times the gut, the microbiome within the gut is referred to as the second brain, because a lot of times when people can heal their microbiome and heal their gut flora and bacteria, they actually, like, have reduced levels of depression and other mental health disorders.
It does look like we have a caller, and I want to get him on before it's like, you know, 1 minute till the show is over. Tim from Florida. Tim, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Well, the first thing on my mind is Ron DeSantis, who you may remember that I voted for him, and I regret voting for him more and more as time goes by, and recently He I don't know if he passed it or he's trying to pass it, some kind of bill to ban camping in public as a way to address the quote unquote problem with the homeless.
Oh yeah, they're trying to make homeless encampments like approved camps for them.
That literally
what do
sounds
they want
exactly
these people
like
to do?
It sounds exactly like what Max Abramson, the guy who's running for Congress, that he called in. It's literally what he's talking about. They want to put these people in jail for sleeping on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they have more slaves. They have more prisoners.
Poverty is illegal.
Well, if society or even, you know, if law at least followed the, what is it called, the homesteading principle as outlined by John Locke, I believe it was John Locke, then no one really would be homeless anyway. So it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, I mean, they shouldn't be doing it on, like, people's private property either, but they also shouldn't be. There shouldn't be such thing as public property where, you know, there's like this giant area called the road that's right by all the stores that, you know, it shouldn't be private or public property. So I see what you're talking about. Well, thank you for the update on that. That sounds like something Ron DeSantis would do.
Sure does. So in a study, researchers found that implementing a whole food ketogenic diet was safe and associated with significant improvements in mental and physical health for 28 hospitalized patients with major depression, bipolar disorder, or schizophrenia. Symptoms improved within 3 weeks. That's really fast. And actually, if you're on SSRIs, it usually takes more than 3 weeks for those to work. So literally going keto cured these people or made them feel better quicker than drugs would have.
Wow.
With 43% achieving clinical remission, these patients also experienced notable improvements in metabolic health markers. And I think another thing is a lot of people that have depression or, like, dementia, they also have diabetes. Like, they start with diabetes, and then they develop all of these mental health conditions.
Hmm.
So it's almost like that disruption in their body, just like the unhealthiness. And I'm mainly talking about type 2 diabetes. I'm not sure about type 1. Type 2 is more of the lifestyle diabetes where you can actually, like, even doctors will tell you, the first, you know, like if once you're like pre-diabetic or just get diagnosed with diabetes, even doctors will say start eating healthy and start exercising. And then they'll move into like people becoming insulin dependent and like needing metformin and some of these other diabetic drugs. But I think it's tough with type 1 diabetes because that's kind of like your pancreas is just like literally not really making insulin. But the article continues to say, in a systematic review, researchers explored the potential efficacy of low-carbohydrate and ketogenic diets in adults with mood and anxiety disorders. Among 12 heterogeneous studies, I don't know what that means, Evidence suggests potential benefits, particularly for bipolar disorder, schizoaffective disorder, and unipolar depression with anxiety. And that's kind of the end of the article. So it doesn't really, like, go too far into the science of it. But I think it's cool that doctors from Harvard are researching this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it'll get shut down and disproven by Big Pharma or whatever. But
yeah, they're paid for studies.
It's similar to a concept. I actually wanted to recommend this book to anyone who is interested in this sort of line of thinking. It's called Grain Brain by David Perlmutter. He's a MD. And it kind of talks about some of these concepts where over-consuming wheat and having wheat be the bulk of your diet and, like, not getting enough protein and fats are actually making people mentally ill.
Hmm.
And it kind of makes sense when you think about it, because we need amino acids. Like, that's what our brain is kind of, like, functioning on, right? That's, like, what our brain is made out of.
It also needs a lot of sugar, but I don't know if, like, grains are the same thing.
No, it does.
You need sugar to let the electric things electrify.
So your body processes all food into sugar, it breaks it down that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you say sugar, like, a lot of people might just think of,
like white sugar,
like table sugar, or like, even
I don't
like,
just, like, some, drink that, but
some, like, fruits that are really high in sugar can actually, like, make people sick. And they even say, I don't know if it's this book or there's another book called Wheat Belly, that kind of talks about more of the physical effects of, like, overconsumption of carbohydrates. But in that book, he talks about how, if we're talking about, like, glycemic load, one piece of wheat bread has a higher glycemic load than a tablespoon of white sugar does. So you think of, like, especially, like, in regards to, like, diabetic people or anyone who's trying to kind of lower their, like, get their blood sugar levels within a healthy range.
Mm-hmm.
You think of, like, okay, so cut out things with a lot of sugar in them. But it turns out, like, a lot of these, like, pastas and breads, that actually has a way higher glycemic load.
Yes.
With very little nutritional density. So, it's just interesting.
I was going to give the number, but that's the end of the show. And you can find more Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling, everyone, and peace.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.